Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesdays and Friday nights on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Nextech and by Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats. Leah Bergman joining us, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we last talked. As you on Friday night had Tescott down at Tipton, and they gave you a battle, but you ended up winning 46-41, and then a 58-48 loss to Thunder Ridge on Tuesday. Just take me back to the Tescott game real quick on Friday night. Again, you win it by 5 in Tipton. What are some of the things that you saw from Tescott that maybe caused some problems for you in the game?
You know, Tescott really came out and played well. They got after it. They were aggressive. They played well. They hit some shots. They really made us work, I think, a little bit harder than we had planned on it, which I told our girls, we can't just come into games and, you know, think that we're going to win. We have to work for everything. So I thought we handled it okay. We didn't make very many shots. We didn't hit as many shots as we would have liked. I think being in the Tipton gym, being on a smaller court, might have had a little factor in that, but still, that's not going to affect it shouldn't affect our effort. So, you know, Tescott played well. I was glad that our girls were able to come out with a win on Friday.
Thunder Ridge on Tuesday, we had a chance to talk with you after the game, but I know it was a game you felt like you maybe learned a little bit about your team. You fall 58-48. They're still unbeaten, but a lot of things that you came out of that game with. What were some of the things that you'll move on and move forward with as the season goes along?
Oh, yeah, I thought our defensive effort was really good. Our press, I thought we were effective in our press. We've really been talking and stressing about being disruptive on defense, and I'm not just talking about, you know, getting steals and getting turnovers, but getting our hands in passing lanes and not letting cutters go where they want to go and just kind of being, I call it disruptive, just, you know, not letting the offense dribble down the floor and get right into their offense and do whatever they want to do. So that was something that we've really been working on, and I thought we did a really good job at that last night. I was very pleased with that.
You have a stretch of 3 straight games now, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, as you'll take on Wilson coming up on Friday, so we'll focus on that one. What are some of the things that you see from that team and moving into Hill City and next week in Lakeside?
We don't play Wilson on Friday.
Okay.
They had a couple of girls that I think one girl maybe got injured and another girl was ineligible. So the boys play on Friday, but we're not going to play. We're going to have another day of practice, which it's fine with me. You know, I'd rather have a hard practice than maybe play a team where we could win a little easier, but maybe develop some bad habits. So I'm fine with staying home and having a little bit tougher of a practice.
So Hill City then Monday, what do you expect in that one then?
I don't know too much about Hill City. Mm-hmm. I kind of tell my girls that I don't focus too much on other teams. I want to focus on what we're doing, and as long as we do what we're supposed to do, you know, whatever happens happens. But we're gonna still continue to work on our defense and being disruptive and getting our hands in passing lanes and getting our hands on the ball and not letting teams just do whatever they want. And I think if we can play that way, that really kind of sparks our offense, and when we're playing good defense, we're getting good shots on offense and we're playing smart. So I'm expecting our girls to continue to do that. I thought we took big steps in that direction last night against Thunder Ridge, so I'm hoping that we continue to get better in those areas.
Leah Bergman, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, here in our locker room. Chance, Coach, thanks for joining us, and best of luck here as you get this stretch of games going.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Forget the rumors. Here are the facts. Willow Springs Services is still open and doing business. The only change is their location. They're moving to 1301 East 8th Street, which is located on the northeast corner of 8th Street and Highway 24. Willow Springs' new office will be open at the new location February 10th. For all your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs, call Willow Springs Services at 738-2474. Remember, after February the 10th, they'll be at their new location at 1301 East 8th Street, Beloit, Kansas.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. As we're joined now by Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay boys basketball team. Coach, let's take a look back at your last two games. Tescott on Friday in Tipton, you pick up the win in that one. Final score was 67-44. And then against Thunder Ridge, they jumped out to a 17-7 lead, but you ended up winning that one 72-50. Nice turnaround in that win. So two wins in your last two games. What are your thoughts about these last two for your squad?
Well, the Tescott game was about the same way. We started off pretty slow. They got up 8-1, which we had a different starting lineup that game due to some policy violations that we had to address. Got that taken care of, but allowed some of the other guys to start, and it was just confusing. But we came out and had obviously a much smaller lineup without Brady and Dalton in, and I felt like on the smaller floor would be a good chance for us to try to press. We had the Perez twins up front running the 2-2-1, and then put Brandon and Braden in at half court, kind of taking advantage of their ability to kind of know where the ball was going to go and get a couple steals that way. We got down early and then just kind of righted the ship and started playing defense. But I thought we got a lot more aggressive on offense. Our guards took the ball to the hole a lot better. Brandon did a better job of getting the ball out and really pushing the pace. And then, Braden's starting to understand that he doesn't have to just shoot threes. He's attacking the basket, and that's helping us out a lot. I thought the Perez twins scoring 10-9 piece was huge for us because they, a lot of teams have been backing off of them. So having them have to be a little more aggressive on offense really, really helped. Jaden kind of had a rough night. He got in foul trouble and just kind of figured out what Brady and Dalton's kind of had as being the main guy inside and just not getting the calls to go your way. But coming off the bench, I thought Luke played really well for us. Started in JV. Him and Coach Dinicky really been at each other getting down in the post and came in the varsity game and played inside for us and finished well. And then gave us allowed us to run one of the offenses we've been trying to execute lately. And we ran it once with him at the high post and really executed really well on it. Most of it was just tacking the basket, and we've been talking to the boys about it. And we knew that if we could do that well without Brady and Dalton on the inside, that we just need to continue to do it when we got them back on Tuesday. And then we came out, pretty flat against Thunder Ridge. They've improved a lot. They've got kids that can shoot the jump shot now, and we were giving them way too much room. Just basically letting them shoot jump shots right over the top of us without really challenging them. Kind of got after the boys in after the first quarter about the defense. I mean, we scored 16 points by the end of the quarter, which, that's pretty much where we stayed most of the games. So I wasn't worried about the offense necessarily, but I was really disappointed in the defensive pressure and things like that. Second quarter, I thought we did a really nice job of playing defense, held them to five. Brady went back inside and started being more effective. Braden hit some, a couple shots, but he starts attacking the basket more, and it's really helped. And I really think Brandon had one of his better floor games as far as passing the ball, understanding that, he didn't need to shoot the ball as much and have to score. And I think we had him for like seven assists or something like that, and that was really big for us. Jaden came in off the bench, got some nice rebounds on the backside, putbacks that really helped us, putting in 8 points. And then, Dalton, he's been effective again. He was 4-for-7 or 4-for-8 from the field. Of course, three of the misses were all in one possession when he finally got the put back. But, we're coming together, understanding our role, and just trying to figure things out. We ended up putting up 72 points again against Thunder Ridge. I was pretty happy with the offensive performance overall, and then the defensive performance from, the first quarter after that, I thought we really stepped it up and kind of went more into lockdown mode and just played a lot tougher defense.
So again, you pick up those two wins, you move on. Wilson coming up on Friday night. It's a team that they've struggled obviously at times this season, but what are your thoughts on going down there and playing the Dragons this year?
Well, you know, it's just another road trip for the boys. Kind of get on the road, get used to it, go play a team that we know we should be able to beat if we come out and execute. And those are the games that, you know, you have to go do things that need to be done right. The boxing out, and play tough defense. Don't give them anything easy. Concentrate on taking care of the ball. You know, we've been trying to run some different sets out of the offense depending on what defense they go with. You know, attack if they're going to go man, if they go zone, you know. Make sure we're still willing to work inside and then let the big guys do their thing and then the shooters stand out and shoot. But we really need to continue to cut to the basket and attack the basket. So those are things we're going to look, you know, be looking for. You know, try to get better because we got a big week coming up next week with, you know, Hill City and Lakeside on Monday and Tuesday, which would be two good games for us.
Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John Sipton Blue Jays here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks again for joining us this week, and best of luck down at Wilson, and then as you get into the next week's games as well.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John Sipton locker room chats are brought to you by Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit and NextTech. Forget the rumors. Here are the facts. Willow Springs Services is still open and doing business. The only change is their location. They're moving to 1301 East 8th Street, which is located on the northeast corner of 8th Street and Highway 24. Willow Springs' new office will be open at the new location February 10th. For all your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs, call Willow Springs Services at 738-2474. Remember, after February the 10th, they'll be at their new location at 1301 East 8th Street, Beloit, Kansas.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skinned knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Travis Eberle joining us now, the coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, another good win to talk about for your squad as you pick up a win over Osborne on Friday night. Really jumped out early and kind of just held on and had a workmanlike effort when it all came down to it. You're 7-5 now after that 47-42 win. What were some of the things you liked about the way the girls played on Friday night?
Well, you know, anytime you play someone for the second time and you lose to them by, I think it was 17 the first time, you know. And I told the girls, I said, we, you know, we're playing a lot better basketball now. And I said, if we go out and just control the game and you know, not let Osborne take control of it early and, you know, take care of the basketball, and I said, good things will happen, you know. And you know, the girls shot well. Our girls shot well, and we kind of slowed down the Looters girl a little bit. I mean, she still had 17 points, but, you know, all in all, I thought our girls just took care of the ball and moved the ball good on the offensive end, and I was really proud of our defense. You know, I thought our girls stepped up and kept them in check for the most part, and when them things all happen, you know, good things happen, and I thought my girls probably played the hardest they've played all year, and had a good, you know, Kylia come off the bench and scored 8 points for me and made all of her free throws. You know, that's important. And so, you know, it's starting to come together, and it took a little longer than I thought, but, you know, if we continue to play well, I think good things will happen.
So, yeah, you didn't have a game there on Tuesday night, so you have a week off before you get ready for Rock Hills coming up here on Friday. The Lady Grizzlies are a team that, they're 6-8 now. You know, they've been able to experience some winning here and starting to play a little bit better basketball. What are your thoughts on Rock Hills on Friday?
Well, you know, Rock Hills is one of them teams that they're young and they've struggled in the past, but, you know, their coach has got them playing hard. You know, they play solid man-to-man defense, you know, and they try to pressure you. And you know, they're just one of them teams that they put out all the effort they can, and you know, when that happens, you know, good things happen to teams like that. And it showed. They've won some games this year. And, you know, we got to just come out and play our game and take care of the basketball and hopefully continue to play solid defense. And I think things will be all right for us. But, you know, if we go in there looking at it that it's all Rock Hills, you know, we might be in trouble.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time and best of luck in this matchup with Rock Hills on Friday night.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons. The Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Drew Dusky with us now, the coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, you had just the one game since we talked last, and an exciting game. You fall, though, by 22 in the end, 91-69 to Osborne, a combined 29 threes that were made in the game, and you guys had 12 of them. Kylan had 6 threes and 20 points, tying his career high. Just a lot of offensive firepower that you deal with the Osborne team. You've seen them already this year, so you knew that. What were your thoughts on Friday night's loss?
Yeah, I don't think offensively we played bad. I thought our offense looked really good. You know, definitely a lot better than the first time we played them before Christmas. And I told the boys after the game that you know, I don't think we played that bad defensively. Just Osborne's offense is so potent. I mean, when their four guards are all just on, I mean, they're, you know, almost unstoppable. I mean, you know, you try to play man-to-man, and they're so quick, and they beat you, and they get you on their hip, and they get into the lane, and we picked up some fouls, got in foul trouble. Then, you know, we switched up to zone, and, you know, we were trying to rotate as quick as we can, but, you know, they moved the ball so well, and I just opened up guys on the outside. So, you know, they're just tough to defend, and I thought we were a lot more aggressive, and you know, I thought we shot the ball well. It's just, you know, you can't really go shot for shot with them when you're down, you know, 15 to 20 points, and ever really get ahead or gain any ground. You know, we whittled it away to like, you know, 15 or 14 there in the second half after being down over 20. But, you know, they just, you know, they couldn't miss. And you know, they're just good basketball players and good shooters. And you know, you just got to, you know, try to figure out something to stop them. And it's just really tough.
So you fall on that one. You didn't have a game on Tuesday, so you move on. Coming up on Friday, you take on Rock Hills. This is a team that's kind of been a little Jekyll and Hyde. Some nights they're on, some nights they're not shooting quite as well, and that's really what it comes down to with Rock Hills as far as that's concerned, it seems like. You take them on Friday night at home. I know you're pretty close with Coach Meisner there. What are your thoughts on this first matchup with the Grizzlies this season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Coach Meisner will probably talk at least once a day or, you know, multiple times a week, and I know they've struggled at times, and then they've been playing really well. You know, they picked up a nice win against Sylvan, and that's a team we struggled against when we played them in a league tournament. I think they kind of play a similar game to that we do. You know, most of the time they're probably going to come out in the zone defense, and they want to push the ball a little bit, and they've got good shooters. And you know, the last few times we played them, it's kind of been a battle, you know, a battle that we both of us, I think, kind of look forward to. As long as I think we can keep shooting the ball well, you know, like you said, Kyle in the last couple of games, he's hit 6 threes. And I thought our outside shooting has improved a lot since the league tournament. And as long as we can play good defense and get out on the shooters and make sure they rebound, you know, I think we got a good shot at winning on Friday.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and good luck against the Grizzlies Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
fans can hear those games on Z96.3. The Lake Girls pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 Friday night. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our locker room chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at KDCountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Jamie Harvey with us, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, as you moved on a couple games since we talked last, you win on Friday against Wilson at home, 42-15, and then a Sylvan Lucas game on Tuesday night, you fall 46-27. Is it going back to the Wilson game a nice win for you at home there and getting back on your home floor for the first time in a while? What were your thoughts of the way the girls played there on Friday night?
Yeah, they played really well. That was probably one of the better games we've played, defensively and offensively. Kind of just stayed at our pace and didn't let anything kind of wind us up too much. You know, Wilson only having five girls, they still battled really well. So, yeah, they're going to have a good team just with that low of numbers in the next coming years, too.
So when Lucas there on Tuesday night, you'd already played them once this season there in the fifth-place game of the Northern Plains League Tournament, which was a little over a week before you played them again there on Tuesday. Kind of a similar result. You fall 46-27. Maybe what were some of the things that went wrong on Tuesday night for you?
Yeah, that first time we played them, you know, I had a couple kids sick, and I don't think we were quite at our best that game. And so I think we were all kind of ready to get a second chance at them, but they had clearly improved from that first time. We were just kind of a half step too slow, it seemed like, and they were really, really going 100 miles an hour, both offensively and defensively, and they were kind of leaving us in the dust. I mean, we worked hard, just couldn't get anything to fall offensively, and, you know, just one of those nights.
You move on now with Lakeside coming up on Friday night. The Lady Knights, a team that really they've started to figure things out offensively over the last two games. They've scored their most points in single games the last two times out, and they're 7-5 and 4-1 in the league. Lakeside, what do you expect to see from them, and what are some of the things you'll look to do to get the win there?
Yeah, everybody's starting to prove, and this is kind of your time to peak. I'm sure they're going to probably I've watched a little film. I'm imagine they'll still play us a little bit of zone, so if we can work our zone offense and get some easy buckets and play some solid defense, it's going to be a battle no matter what it usually is with those guys.
Again, Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies here in our locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us again this week, and best of luck against Lakeside on Friday night.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's a great savings now for Tuesday at Kier Striptway in downtown Mankato. They have in the produce department strawberries, 1-pound packages for $1.99. It's now through Tuesday at Kier Striptway in downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now for Tuesday at Kier Striptway in downtown Mankato. They have selected varieties of Duncan Hines cake mix, 15 1/4 ounce for 99 cents. It's now through Tuesday at Kier Striptway in downtown Mankato.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Nick Meisner with us now, the coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Wilson on Friday, you win 59-37 at home, and then you beat Sylvan Lucas. A nice win for you against the Mustangs on Tuesday night, 48-47. These last two games here, contrasting teams, I guess, and probably styles, but what were your thoughts of the last two wins for your team?
Yeah, we actually got a couple home games in the books as well. I think we had our third and fourth home game Friday and the last night. Wilson, it was the second time we played them in four games. It's always tough, and they kind of changed things up the second go-around, which was kind of expected. Went zone on us for, maybe a third of the game, where they're kind of usually a man-oriented defense, but you know, yeah, it was a nice win. We kind of got the pressure going on them and kind of opened things up. We still kind of struggled to put them away in the fourth. You know, we had quite a few guys come off the bench, and it's an opportunity for those guys to step up and kind of show, you know, what they can do. But we just kind of gave up too many points there in the fourth and you know, kind of let the varsity guys down, in my opinion. But, you know, we're learning. They had some good experience as far as that goes. You know, we're trying to find some more guys, you know, role players step up and get the offensive points for us at some point. And, you know, I think these guys coming off the bench are starting to understand that, and, you know, where to find their shots. And, you know, playing Wilson, that was a good opportunity for them to kind of, you know, get some experience and going forward when we need them down the road. And like I said, Sylvan Tuesday. That was kind of a thriller and back and forth all night. You know, I felt like we controlled the game clear up until about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the fourth, even though it was back and forth. You know, we kind of controlled the tempo to our style. You know, we kind of hit them with the press every now and then and kind of got on a couple runs, but then we kind of stagnated in the fourth quarter. They actually go up by four with a couple minutes to go, so we're kind of in foul mode and hurry-up mode. Davion McDonald hits a tray with about a minute to go, and then Noah Williams hit two free throws with 27 seconds to go to go up by one, and then we probably played the best defense we have, you know, one possession all year. Last 27 seconds, they got two tray looks, and they were tough looks, so I was proud of the boys, how they kind of buckled down and defended, and we got the rebound finally and threw it down the court, and that was the buzzer. But, you know, Sylvan Lucas, they're a good team. I think they're 10-3 now or something like that, you know, league runner-up in the tournament. You know, they play a great defense. That Hill kid's really good. The offense kind of goes through him, and we had a tough time stopping him. But, you know, we kind of weathered the storm and overcame some adversity. You know, we had a couple of tweaked ankles out there, and guys just kind of rose to the occasion and stepped up when we needed them. It was really a great team effort all around. Yeah, we had a couple guys hit some big shots at the end, but defensively, we're kind of looking how I want to and how we should have been at the beginning of the season. But, you know, we're kind of picking up steam at the right time, and I think we've won 8 out of 9 since Christmas. So got a big one coming in Friday against Lakeside now.
The Knights are they're 7-5, but they had a couple games where they really struggled offensively against Sylvan Lucas and St. John's Tipton. But this team clearly has improved this year. What are your thoughts on that group that you'll see on Friday night in Downs?
Yeah, they're a dangerous team. You know, they're fairly young, but they got a good point guard in Carter Brown that kind of, you know, orchestrates everything and gets guys open looks and sets them up. You know, they've got 5-6 guys that can play, and all of them are capable of scoring, you know, double figures on any given night, if not, you know, 20 to 25 a night. So, you know, Wyatt Eberle, he's a good kid, post player, works hard. We're going to have to key on him down low, but yet you know, defend the perimeter, you know, with three, four guys up top that can shoot out there. So, you know, it'll be a fun one, I think. A good back-and-forth game, I hope, you know. And, you know, we haven't gotten Lakeside in the last 3 years at Rock Hill. So it's actually one of two teams I, as a head coach, haven't beaten. So it's one, you know, where I used to coach there, too, with Coach Dusky. And, you know, I got to give credit. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him, because he kind of brought me into the coaching world. And I'm still kind of looking at the Roy Williams, Dean, you know, Dean Smith thing, trying to, you know, beat the master at that, I guess. So be it. But should be fun. Like I said, it's one that Coach Dusky and I both dread and look forward to, I think, at the same time, just because it's kind of fun to be together on the court, I guess. So kind of takes us back.
Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies boys basketball team, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you take on Lakeside Friday night.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Fans can hear those games on Z96.3 through the Lake. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 5:50, tip-off at 6 for the girls, and the boys follow on Friday night.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier Striptway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell. Check out the savings out this Tuesday at Kier Striptway, downtown Mankato. They have 12-ounce, 31-40-count Seabass cooked shrimp for $5. Snap the Tuesday at Kier Striptway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings out the Tuesday at Kier Striptway, downtown Mankato. They have at Tony's Pizza, selected varieties, 2 for $5. Snap the Tuesday at Kier Striptway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas. We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Craig Batchman with us now, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach. You went to Otis on Friday against Otis Bison, and you fall 56-28 against a very good squad there, and then come back with a win at Rock Hills on Tuesday, 46-27. Take me back to the Otis Bison game. What were some of the things they did that caused the most problems? I know we talked last week that they have a lot of height on the inside.
Yeah, and that's, they did a good job on that. You know, we packed it in, tried to shut them down on the inside a little bit, and they were able to knock down some shots in the second half from the outside. So that just, that kind of hurt us a little bit, but overall I was really pleased with the girls' effort against Otis. They played hard and continued to battle through that whole game.
Again, a 46-27 win over Rock Hills on Tuesday. It's the second time you'd seen the Lady Grizzlies. Sounds like it might have been a little bit similar to that first game, but what were some of the things that were different this second time around as you went at Mankato by 19?
You know, I thought offensively we did a much better job working together. We did a good job moving the ball, setting some screens, using those screens. And then defensively, especially in that first half, I thought the girls really stepped up, played hard, and did a great job on rebounds and stuff just as a whole unit instead of just a couple here and there. But I thought everyone stepped up and played really well against Rock Hills.
Next up, you take on Thunder Ridge on Friday night. Two teams that are really focused on putting pressure defensively and like to get it after it in that area. What are your thoughts on this matchup with the Longhorns on Friday?
Yeah, once again, we're going to have to show up and be ready to play because, hey, like you said, you know, Thunder Ridge, they're another solid team, and they're going to come in here and they're going to give you everything they have. So we just got to be ready to get after it on defensive end and offensive end. It's going to take everyone again. So, just got to make sure that we come and that we're prepared for it.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck against Thunder Ridge on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com, with Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team, to wrap our Thursday chats. Coach, now 10-3 on the season and 4-1 in the league. You actually had just a couple setbacks since we talked last. You went out to Otis Bison on Friday. You fall 53-43, and then a tight one with Rock Hills and Mankato on Tuesday, a 48-47 loss. Take me back to the Otis Bison game. I know it's a team that hadn't won a lot of games, but they're a pretty athletic group and playing a very good league. What were some of your thoughts there Friday night, and maybe some of the things that went wrong in that loss?
Well, I think Friday night, you know, to start with, we just had one of those nights where we couldn't shoot the basketball. We went 14 of 48 from two, and then 3 of 24 from three, and, you know, just couldn't get things going offensively. Got plenty of shots, thought we took care of the ball, you know, well enough to win, only had 9 turnovers, but ultimately it came down to we just had one of those nights where we couldn't put the ball in the basket, and then Otis Bison, you know, made plays to win the game.
Rock Hills is a team, they've kind of been Jekyll and Hyde, but here since the break, they've been really pretty good. You followed them by 1 point, 48-47. They had a kid to make a couple free throws there within the final minute to win it. But what were some of the things maybe that surprised you about Rock Hills, or maybe what went wrong there toward the end?
You know, I don't think anything surprised me. They're a good basketball team. They got some talented guards. I kind of thought we had some mistakes in the first half we'd like back, and Rock Hills probably had some mistakes in the second half they'd like back. Two evenly matched teams. It's something we've talked about all year, is that you've got to win games, you don't lose games, and I thought we had made some plays to grab a 4-point lead there with a couple minutes left, that were winning plays, and then Rock Hills came back and made some winning plays that as time kind of wound down, and they were the last team to make those kind of plays, and give them credit, I thought they played well, and I thought our guys played well, but you know, you can only have one winner.
Thunder Ridge comes into town coming up on Friday night. It's a team that lost to St. John's Tippin by 22 last night. They actually had a 10-point lead, though, in the first quarter, and were kind of doing some good things offensively with Thunder Ridge. I know the record probably doesn't indicate probably how good they are, but what are your thoughts on that team coming in and some of the things you'll need to do to have success against them?
Yeah, and I think they're a team that when you watch them, you know, they have ability, and they're a team that's capable of playing with anybody in our league. And so, you know, I know they haven't had the success they probably want to, but at the same time, they're capable of playing really well and trying to get that through to our kids and understanding that, you know, really most of this league, when we play against each other, anybody can win on any night. And it's going to be another tough test for us.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Thanks again for being with us this week, Coach, and good luck against Thunder Ridge Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10, as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.